Hey. Ooh, the microphone works. Look at that. Hey, the fan matches my shirt. Simple day. It's a simple day. Pretending. It's a simple thing. It's the little things in life. Yeah. Hey, well, welcome to March. What does March roar in like a lion and... No, is that April?
Yeah, I can't remember.
Okay.
You know, the way February was, it was so nice. You know, it's okay.
It's okay.
Just kind of blended in.
Yeah, February just happened. But we had the extra day, so that was super exciting.
Oh, yeah.
One extra day. Did you get some chores done on your extra day? I'm sure you did.
No, actually, I was like 24 hours and a minute from being born on that day.
No.
Yeah, I was almost a leap year baby, so you're... I had my birthday the day before.
Yeah. And, I missed your birthday.
You did.
Shoot.
You did. Yep.
Gosh.
Yep. Okay. Didn't even, no calls, no nothing. Gee,
I'm
thanks.
I'm so sorry.
Know how I rate around here.
I'll make it up to you in a few weeks.
Okay.
Yeah. All right. I'll send you like.
Yep, I'm going to write that down.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Okay. All right.
February 28th. Sorry, guys. Put it in your calendar for next time. So.
27th.
Oh, 27th.
Yeah.
Wait, the leap year is 29th.
I know. I was a day and 20, oh, I was 24 hours and a minute away.
So the fan matches my shirt. That's as
that is so as cool. Yeah. Yeah, we better do this again.
I can't process anything but the fan matching my shirt. A day.
Well, at least you didn't put it up to your mouth and do the old blah blah blah, blah thing. Yeah.
Yes, the simple things in life. Okay. Well, I'm on limited time here because I've got a guest. So let's get this party started here. It's a special, special week. So. My name is Courtney Barstead Logan. I'm a realtor here in the Grand Cities with EXP Realty. You find me on social media at Grand Cities Living. If you want to catch an episode later, please feel free to hop on YouTube or on your favorite podcast station, if that's what they're called, or app or whatever the kids call them these days. And then feel free to follow me on social media, get all your tips, tricks, and all the things like that. If you have any beef or just want to contact my broker for funsies, feel free to email her at nd.broker@exprealty.net. So this is Put a Fork in It, Grand Forks' most watched, exciting, what else haven't we used in a while? Humorous video cast.
Amazing. There you go.
Yes. So, John, you have to give me like a... You know, because we're on a time limit today.
Okay.
Because right. You know, so you have to tell me when to quit jibber jabbering. So,
wait a minute. A female telling me to tell them when to be quiet.
One time.
Oh my goodness!
It's your birthday present.
What's going on here?
It's your birthday present. You're welcome.
Okay.
See, yep. Just one time. Just one time. Yes.
There. It's done.
Okay. Well, a friend of mine and a friend of the show now, because it's been a long time overdue of having her on, is here, and it is Miracle Maker Radiothon Week, and my friend Hillary Mork from Sanford Children's is here.
Welcome. We have to give her a round of applause.
Of course. So great to be here.
Yes. And Hillary and John go a long way back, so he's equally as excited
about
this. It
was so great to give John a big hug today.
Yeah, yeah. It was. It was. I miss her. I haven't seen her now in over 4 years, so today was that was pretty cool
in the flesh.
Yeah, because right? we would spend like the better part of 2 days together.
Yeah,
every year,
and you get to know each
and
other.
She
a
got
lot.
To see me at my worst.
Yeah. Did she?
Oh yeah, well, yeah. Just a melting, blabbering baby is what
Let's
I.
See if we
would
can get
do.
Him to cry today.
I would say
no. You're not
your going to
get me to
John.
Cry today. Okay. Well, thank you.
You were doing some amazing things for the kids. It was your best.
Okay,
and that was where I met John back in the day, and he had that like long horn. He'd be like, doo, 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 doo.
We got pretty wild back then, didn't we?
Yep.
Crazy days of radio.
It was crazy. So we'll try to keep it just as crazy in here, but it is Miracle Maker Radiothon Week. We give it the whole week, just like birthday months, right? Because it starts this Thursday and Friday, March 7th and 8th.
Yes.
And it's a big, big week for you.
It is. Yes. Yeah. It's our 13th annual Miracle Maker Radiothon. So we, you know, are so grateful to have the partnerships that we do up here in the Grand Forks area. And 100% of what is raised during this great radiothon benefits kids from all across our region.
Yes, and it's something that we worked together in my past life when I was in higher education. And it was so great that we got to partner together once I hit the real estate world, and to be able to give back to Sanford Children's. One of the things that I've learned over the years in working with the Radiothon and with you is, and people ask this all the time, you know, Sanford's in Fargo. Sanford is basically the state children's hospital that everybody can utilize and all area hospitals refer to if they need. And so really it's a resource for our entire Red River Valley and state.
It is. You know, we hold the highest level of pediatric care for the kids of our region. And when you think of a children's hospital, Sanford Children's is your children's hospital. So we have kids from all across the state, like I said, that come to Sanford Children's. And if they're coming from outside of the Fargo-Moorhead area, it's really for that specialty care. And it's for the need that they would need, you know, what these kids and families need at the time, at the greatest time of need.
Absolutely. I think I was just telling John a few weeks ago on the show, I had a client who their child was born and they needed some immediate care, had great care here in Grand Forks, but knew that they needed a little extra something that the hospital must not, you know, provide or whatever that is, because I know Sanford Children's has such an array in that next step. They were ambulanced down, spent a few days, and we're back here, back home, and they were so grateful for the care from both Altru and then down at Sanford Children's. And I texted her, I said, I know you're in good hands down there.
Yes.
That team, so...
Yes, yeah. You know, that's exactly what it is, Courtney. When they just need that little bit extra care and that need, that's where it's all from. And it's because of these, you know, the special donations that come in, too, that we can have the best of best for these kids. It's the equipment, it's the programs, it's the services to get them back home and healthy and back in their everyday world.
Get them out of there, right?
That's right.
Yeah. So when talking about a CMN hospital, can you share what that is, that you guys are a Children's Miracle Network hospital and what that entails?
Yeah, well, actually, this is a very exciting year because this is our 40th year of partnership with the Children's Miracle Network hospitals. So we're celebrating, yeah, yes, absolutely. So 40 years ago, we signed a contract. And what that is that, you know, we have signed a contract to provide the best care. And with that, we're part of this network that's of our 170 children's hospitals across the United States and Canada that provide, you know, funding to provide these special services for families at no cost. So our child life specialist, our hospital teacher, our music therapist, our palliative care coordinator, it's the equipment, it's the special ventilators that would maybe support a small baby. If you can see, this is a little diaper.
Yeah.
Not crazy?
Yeah, that little diaper.
This is what a preemie diaper is considered, and this is a nano preemie.
Wow.
So look at the...
It's like the size of a Band-Aid.
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy. This is a blood pressure cuff. So, you know, in our neonatal intensive care unit, we actually just started a program called our micro preemie program, and that is for standardization of care for these babies born before 26 weeks. So that is achingly tiny.
So
and when they are with us, if they're born that early, they're with us for a long period of time.
Yeah.
And, you know, and sometimes they would have also follow-up care that will they continue to need to have. But that's, again, when we're talking, where do you put your money? The money going to these miracles that are born so, so tiny. And sometimes this diaper is even too big for some of those little babies.
Yeah, nuts.
26 weeks, I can't even imagine size-wise. I think... One of the biggest things I hear through the stories and from and even clients of mine that when I shared I partnered with you, they, you know, share their stories of being there is you're taking care of the entire family as well. And so what that looks like, because a child's in the hospital, but they might have a sibling there. They might have, you know, family. Mom might be staying. Dad's back home taking care of family. Like that whole picture and creating that whole picture of care, I would say, for the whole family. They feel like they've got a place to go, a place to be, and they're well taken care of.
I think that's really what's special about children's hospitals. It's not just the child and the patient. It is the entire family. So that family-centered care. I walked into our Cully's Cabin, which is our playroom, the other day, and I brought in a brand-new wagon from one of our partners, and this little guy jumps in the wagon, and so I'm wheeling him all around. But he was a sibling, and he was having so much fun. But it's also, you know, these donations help provide that environment for these siblings as well, and the entire family, a special place that they're not, you know, cooped up in their hospital room of their sibling for the whole day. We have this wonderful playroom with lots of toys and activities, and also the staff that helps to, you know, provide that time so that families can be with the one that is sick.
Absolutely. And another thing that I always find so interesting is, you know, my son's almost five. Just going to the doctor for a general checkup is just like, holy smokes. And even thinking through some of the treatments and procedures that these kids are having to go through, for lack of a better term, the distractions that you guys are able to provide from, you know, bringing in, if it's a therapy dog or music therapist, the Xbox games that are in their rooms to help, you know, distract and to educate and, you know, do all the things. That's not free for you to pick up.
Right. You know, and really the work of a child is to play, and we need to offer that for their healing purposes. So play is a very important part of both the child understanding what is happening as well as that healing. And they don't have time to be sick. They're supposed to be out. They're supposed to be playing. They're supposed to be in school, whether that's preschool all the way to high school. And it's 5 times more expensive to care for a child than it is an adult. And that is why events like our Miracle Maker Radiothon are so important. That can help with the tiny babies all the way up to us as adult size for our teenagers. And I think, too, it's all those other special programs, such as this is a Bravery Breed program that we have, and this is just a very small example. But our children that are diagnosed with cancer, their string of beads can wrap around a Christmas tree 2 or 3 times. And I just had a little guy from Purim that you'll hear his story at the Radiothon this year, but he talks about the Bravery Breed program, and there's a picture of him, and he has just, like, his arms are full of these beads. So each time the child would come in for something related to their treatment, they would receive a bead that would represent. So it could be they lost their hair, right? Mm-hmm. Or they had their chemo as a heart. So they have this long string of beads. And then when they're said and done, when they have beat cancer, this is a visual for them to say, look at everything I did and how strong I am and how brave I am. And, you know, again, a very, very simple program, but this means so much to both the kids and the families when they see that this is said and done. And it's a huge accomplishment, and we do celebrate that. So we have end of chemo parties. We celebrate with pizza and ice cream or cookies. We celebrate birthdays. We have to celebrate all those all the holidays. You know, unfortunately, we do have families that have to spend. The hospital doesn't close 24/7. You know, they are open 24/7. And whether it's a snow day or a beautiful sunny day, the doors are open for these families and kids.
Absolutely. And I think the thing that people, and I started learning more, it's throughout the state where people say, oh, we were in Fargo at Sanford, or our lives have been touched. And I feel like everybody that I've talked to, you know, you think, and I know a lot of times on the radio they would say, do it for, you know, for your neighbor. If you don't know that your life has been touched by somebody being at Sanford Children's, like, you know, do it for, you know, somebody else. Mm-hmm. And you hear from people that are like, oh, my gosh. And then the following year it was, you know, my neighbor's kid or my grandson or whatever it is. And the place, your place touches people, their heart, because they know, okay, we're going in and we're going to be taken care of here with a great staff. And it's just I don't know how else to say it, but it's a great place for us to be able to lean on. And you don't usually say that about a hospital.
Yeah, you know, I think that's what's also very special from, you know, about our region is that Sanford Children's Sanford is a large organization. However, I think that we are still small enough to have that special touch to get to know you as a person and as a family. And, you know, there's kids and families from across the region that I will see at a hockey game, or you're at a basketball game, or walking in the mall. And I'm just like, you know, you've built that relationship with them, but also you've known that you were a really important part of their life at a special time. But I think that's what's also so special, is that we can provide that extra special care and build those relationships as well.
Absolutely. And so do you guys have anything new on the horizon that you're, you know, with raising money, anything that's coming up, anything that you can earmark funds for?
We have a few different things coming up. Like I said, we are working towards building our micropremie program. And with that, we're looking at doing a dedicated unit. So we are working, these babies need that environment that's really important for their care. So we're working on a little bit of a remodel in our neonatal intensive care unit to build the special environment for these kids and families. Again, all of our programs are fully funded, so we have continuous needs for that. We do have another special program coming up, hopefully this summer. So I will have a lot to talk about once that is launched.
Okay.
But I will say that it has to do with a furry friend, so we're really excited.
Oh my gosh.
I know, right?
Okay.
So that is on the horizon, too. So we continue to expand our services for our kids, and you know, each and every year our numbers continue to go up in the need and the level of care that we need to provide, as we're the only level 2 trauma center for pediatrics in the state of North Dakota. So this, you know, these kids are the sickest of the sick or severely injured, and they're coming for the hope and healing.
Yeah, absolutely. Ooh, furry friend.
Furry friend, yes.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so as we're looking at Thursday, we'll launch Miracle Maker Radiothon. You're going to be on 96.1 and XL93. So people can tune in there on the iHeartRadio app if you're not local. So I know I've got people watching kind of all over the world, if you will. And it's kind of an ongoing party of, you know, information. And, oh, my gosh, if you want to cry, just leave your radio station on all day and hear the family stories, right? How can people donate if they're not dialing in on the numbers? Can they go online?
Yeah, we'll have a link online. So you can go to sanfordhealthfoundation.org and then click under our events, and you'll see the Miracle Maker Radiothon. We'll also have some links on our Facebook page, both on the station web Facebook page as well as our Sanford Health Foundation Fargo Facebook page.
Okay. And I will be there. I'll be posting on social, so you'll probably get sick of seeing it, but I'll post the link, share the information with anybody. Tune in. You can even probably stop by the station if you want to bring in cash in a briefcase. That's totally fine and accepted as well. You know, that would be fun.
Yeah, right? Grab all your, you know, your coworkers and do a big gift together.
Yes, that would be awesome. So that is Thursday, starting at 7 a.m.?
6 a.m.
6 to 6 Thursday, 6 to 6 Friday.
Yep.
I get the joy of helping to wrap up on Friday. I'll be there on Thursday sometime, so it'll be exciting to be in and to be able to share the time with you guys. There's always a lot of food going on there.
Yes, we like to keep, you know, our helpers well-fed.
Yes.
And hydrated. That's very
Where cool. is it this yes. year?
So we're going to be at the station, at the iHeart station.
Okay.
Yep. Yeah. So we kind of take over the back corner, and mm-hmm. we have a really good, a fun time for the kids. And, you know, it is always so rewarding to hear from the listeners and from the community. And, you know, one-time donations are great. We do encourage Miracle Maker pledges, which is $20 a month, but whatever is comfortable for your family, every bit helps. And 100% of those dollars go to these programs and services that we've talked about, and really to benefit these kids.
Absolutely. I know I have a friend, her son listens all the time, and he'll make donations, and it's like $5. $5, mm-hmm. you know, from you is going to help a program, or maybe help towards the furry friend. We don't know, but to be able to help. So don't feel like, oh my gosh, I really can only give $10, or this is, you know, what I'm feeling in my heart. $10 is amazing. Mm-hmm. $5 is amazing. And even connect with me. I'll put you in touch with Hillary. If you're like, I would love to, you know, give a gift of something else, whether it's, you know, Xbox games or mm-hmm. games or, you know, certain things that you guys are in need of. So that's always helpful as well.
Absolutely. So, yes. Awesome. And I'm going to give out the phone number too. Yeah. So if you have a pen and paper, just write this down. It's 757-GIVE. So 701-757-GIVE. And that will be live from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. both Thursday and Friday.
Do you need volunteers still?
We do. Okay. Yes. We have some volunteer spots open. Okay. So they get in contact with you. You can shoot them over my name and number, and I'd love to visit with you. And they're about 2-hour shifts. So The time goes by. Yes.
And you get to use an old school phone, like probably the oldest old school phone. Are they even going to work anymore here soon?
I sure hope so. Or I'm going to be out of options.
They're like, bring. And they're like, the biggest of you. It's so easy. It's so fun to answer the phone and working with them. We're missing a good friend and partner in crime. Tim, a client of mine, sold his house this year and moved out to the state of Michigan. So he will not be there to answer the phones. But we are going to give him a special call. So, Tim, if you're listening, look out.
I think it's going to be the highlight of the radiothon.
It's for sure going to be for me. We're going to, yeah.
Do you have enough volunteers banning phones now?
We could use a few more.
Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah. Yep. It doesn't take
that
many.
Maybe I'll drop in.
Oh, I'd love
Tell me when. Be there. That'd be so fun. I love answering the phones. It's so great. People are always just like so, you know, excited when they call in. And it's just a good time. So, probably one of the easiest volunteer roles ever. And they'll give you some food and snacks if you need them too.
That's right. And great company as well.
Yes. Yeah. Absolutely. So anything we're missing, I know, just fun to have you in here finally.
Yeah, it's so great. You know, I don't think that, you know, this is a, it's a really good feeling once you make that donation. Like I said, any amount is great and helps and goes a long ways. And, you know, there's a lot of kids from this region, the surrounding region, that do utilize Sanford Children's Hospital. And again, it's when the greatest time of need when they need to be here. So, again, thank you so much for having us. I want to, again, thank everyone. If you've been part of the Miracle Maker Radiothon before, thank you so much. We hope to hear from you again, and we're looking for another great year.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Remember, it's this Thursday and Friday. You can tune on. I'll be on social, so if you want to check that out or ask any questions, volunteer, hit me up. And Hillary, thanks for coming up and joining me.
Yes.
And everybody, make sure with everything you do this week, you make a donation and you put a fork in it.